The bill permitting daily fantasy sports gaming passed by the state legislature was delivered to Governor Cuomo's desk on Tuesday. Cuomo has not offered any hints as to whether he'll support or reject the measure. Two local legislators who support the bill say those anxiously awaiting the games should not worry. State Senator Tim Kennedy believes the governor recognizes the strong support for games already being played everywhere else in the nation.
We've brought everybody to the table. This has been a grassroots, community-driven initiative, player-driven initiative, and because of that, we were able to come up with strong legislation that would legalize daily fantasy sports. I'm very confident now that it's been delivered to the governor's desk that he'll be signing it into law.
Fellow state senator Robert Ort says there's an economic benefit for Western New York if the bill gets signed. He pointed to a pending agreement between FanDuel, one of the nation's largest daily fantasy sports operators, and the Western Region Off-Track Betting, a public corporation owned by 15 counties and the cities of Buffalo and Rochester. Under their pending deal, FanDuel would host daily fantasy sports games at OTB locations.
That money goes directly back to Niagara County, Erie County, Monroe County, so that there's a public benefit to those funds that come through OTB. So this is going to directly benefit Western New York and the 15 counties serviced by Western OTB.
The games have their critics. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has, in the past, taken legal action against the operators, challenging the fairness of their games. Supporters say it takes skill, not just chance, to win prize money, because some savvy is needed to pick athletes whose real-life performances help fantasy sports players score their points. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.